And just for the introduction for today, we are on session 7 of the Identify Your Ideal Career Path Coaching Group. Today is April 2nd, 2009, the day after April Fool's Day. And so far, we have Paul, Michael, Stacy, and Alexandra on the call. Has anyone else joined us that hasn't yet checked in?
Not yet.
Okay. Okay, good. Thank you for keeping tabs on it. So today's call is about debriefing your career future self visualization, which we did last time, and starting on your career purpose statement. And we're going to spend a couple of sessions on your career purpose because this is important, and it takes a lot of thought and reflection and sometimes good feedback from other people on what your purpose is, okay? And the other thing that I wanted to say to you guys is around this time, I like to schedule one-on-one time with each person in the group just to make sure that you're on track with where we are, moving forward, career ideas, everything else. So I'm going to be out of town tomorrow through Tuesday. So what will probably happen is I'll ask Rachel to get in touch with each of you tomorrow to see if we can set up 15 minutes each just to check in and see how you guys are doing individually. Is that cool with you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, groovy. Successes and learnings. So anybody have some successes or big learnings to share? Anything from your career future self to something else? Michael, wait a minute. Isn't today you're finished, right?
No, not quite yet. But I do have a success because we did submit the written business plan yesterday.
Yay!
Yeah, so that's out of my control now.
Nice.
Even though it's longer than the allotted pages, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm satisfied with it.
And you're done. I love it. Okay, good.
I got the presentation on Saturday.
And then after that, you'll have more breathing room?
Yeah, I have more breathing room, and then that will be my second last class period until the Romanians come to town.
That's going to be interesting. You're going to have to tell us about that.
Oh, they like to partake in beverages.
That's what I figured. Kind of like Russians, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's going to be interesting. Well, it might be a good kind of send-off for you or celebration, you know, for the end of this. All right, good. So any other successes or learnings anybody wants to share? None? Nobody?
I guess I had a success or a learning from the visualization last week.
Great.
And it was my future self was very reassuring in just kind of reminding me that although I might be scared about things, about going to another country and my safety and everything, that you can't live your life in fear of things that you can't control anyway, and to be cautious, but to also still do what you need to do.
Great. And
that's
so,
what I learned.
Alexandra, for you, have you been using future self in the past week to kind of keep you more positive or more reassured?
Yeah.
And
definitely.
How so? What have you been doing? Is it just thinking of her? Is it something else?
Just thinking about it.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of violence that's going on in Africa, and,
mm-hmm.
and one of the Peace Corps, a female Peace Corps worker, was, like, murdered last month, and I was kind of scared about that, you know. And then, but just thinking, you know, like, you can't go around life,
living,
you
fear.
Know. Exactly. I mean,
yeah.
Stuff happens every day in the United States. I can't stop that from preventing me from doing what I want to do, you know?
Good, good. And just be safe at the same time so you'll be practical, but you can't let it stand in your way.
Exactly. Maybe I should start taking karate or something, you know?
There you go. That would be great. I can see you out there in the desert doing that on safari. That'd be pretty funny. Good image. All right, so has anybody else, thanks for sharing, Alexandra, has anybody else here used their future self in this past week, like thought about him or her and used it like in this way or in a different way? keep you inspired or motivated?
Well, this is Michael. I've sort of kind of been using it because I've been very frustrated this past week because I'm fixing to finish up school and I'm still in the same career, not moving too fast, and the job market stinks and all that kind of stuff, where I sit there and just try to tell my focus on my future self and saying that it will eventually turn out okay.
Okay, good. And that's been helping. Thanks, Michael. That's great.
Little.
Yeah, I know. Listen, it's not like you're going to be jumping for joy all the time, necessarily. And I think once school is over for you, that's going to be better. That will help. But the more you focus there on what you want and that it will happen and being determined that it will happen, the faster you'll move forward and the less frustrated you'll be in the moment. So keep doing it, Michael, okay?
Gotcha.
So this is the way, remember, this is a way to use your future selves as for motivation and inspiration and to keep you like grounded and centered and not on this emotional roller coaster that can easily happen when you're in career transition and thinking about what you want to do. All right, so any other successes or learnings before we move to challenges? All right. So challenges or questions. Anybody have trouble with future self? Trouble with getting the homework done? Anything you need to ask about or bring up? Should I assume that it's all moving very swimmingly for you?
Mm-hmm.
No, seriously, is it moving swimmingly or do you guys have any questions or problems? Are you having
this exercise is pretty smooth and easy for me. This is Stacy, so I didn't have too many complications with this particular one.
Why do you think it's smooth and easy for you?
I mean, now that I say that, I'm like, maybe it wasn't. I mean, I had a very good visualization and some very good words of wisdom from my future self.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't really pinpoint down necessarily what her career was or what her career path was. I could just see sort of how she was as a person at the end.
Okay, so that's good. That's a really good start. So when you're looking at, and this goes for everybody, when you're considering career ideas and brainstorming ideas, either on your careers to consider list or, you know, talking with friends or whatever, one of the things to do is ask yourself, okay, so could I see my future self doing that? Would that be a fit? And if the answer is no, or there's hesitation, pay attention to that, okay? So like Stacy, when you're looking at, you know, different marketing firms or marketing for nonprofits or, you know, different ideas, think about your future self in relation to those. And is that
something? That's a good question.
Okay. So that's another way to use it as kind of a basis of comparison too. All right. Anybody else have challenges or questions? Okay. So I'd like to hear, you know what, I'd like to hear from each of you just one brief thing from future self that you learned, either insight into your possible career path or for you the words of wisdom were the biggest thing. The biggest thing that you got out of that, just so we can check in on it. Okay. So let's go around the room here. Paul, let's start with you. What's the biggest thing you got from future self?
I guess just that whatever work that I'm going to be doing will be more intellectual driven in the sense that I'll be using my intellect as opposed to my brawn.
Interesting. Do you have a lot of brawn, Paul? So,
no,
Paul.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, I've looked at a lot of different positions that are they're physically demanding.
Yeah.
And I have a picture of myself really being more, you know, reading, writing.
Got it.
More, you know, less physical stress, I guess is what I'm saying.
Got it. Okay, so you know for you that it's you need to discount those other ones or take those off the list.
Yes.
What were the? Give me an example of one of the physical, more physical types of jobs you were looking at.
Well, one of the skill sets in the assessment tests I've been taking says that I'd be good at investigative work, and so I've looked at for example, being a police officer is very rigorous in terms of the physical demands. You've got to, you know, be able to do so many push-ups, and so many sit-ups and things like that. And so to be a police detective, you've got to be on the force for at least 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
And so I'm, you know, could I get in shape? Sure. But I don't.
Do you really want to?
Yeah, if that's the right fit just yet.
Got it. Okay, so
I don't know if cops are necessarily.
I know.
I don't think it's a huge deal. I see a lot of fat cops around here, so don't discount it just because you think you have to be like in really great shape, because there are a lot of fat ones out there. So, don't be too scared.
I know. You have the image of cops eating donuts at the corner, right?
Yes, I do. So, I see them every day.
So, Paul, for you, this investigative work that's part of your skill and interest, and it sounds like the better fit for you would be this more doing it intellectually, whether it's with, like, computers or, you know, something like that. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And when you looked at your future self, he seemed more intellectual to you? That was part of the deal?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. Michael, was your biggest one what you just told us, focusing on that it's possible?
Well, yeah, it's pretty much, you know, slow down and focus. It's a journey. Enjoy the ride, and then you'll eventually get there.
Okay. All right. Cece, biggest thing for you out of future self?
I think it's probably the words of wisdom, which were take risks, don't be complacent and lazy, go live your dream.
That's great. I love it. Okay, good. And Alexandra, would yours be the words of wisdom you already shared or something else?
I think the ones I already shared was the big thing.
Okay. All right. So what I suggest you all do specifically with the words of wisdom is make sure that you put these somewhere visible where you can see them all the time, either on your vision board, in your journal, up on your fridge, bathroom mirror, something like that. Because here's the deal, like, this process is it can be an emotional roller coaster. It can be very up and down where you're, oh, wow, this would be such a great career path to have. You know, you're so excited. And then you go back down again. Well, how am I going to make that happen? Oh, gosh, I have to go back to school or whatever it is. And part of what is going to help you navigate that and have it be less, you know, fluctuating so much is having these words of wisdom from your future self. So that's homework assignment number one. And let me add that here because I didn't have it on my list. Words of wisdom somewhere in your home where you see them all the time. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay. Really important. And how did you all do? So tell me about your career future self in terms of writing things on your must-have list and your model. Besides Paul, because you gave us a good example, who else here got something that from the future self vision that they put on their model or on their must-have list that was like, oh, so I need to really consider that it needs to be more intellectual than physical or something else? What else did you guys see that you added to your list? Anything?
I said something last week where it was creativity was something that I really hadn't even put onto my list before, and it's something that's so obvious that I just hadn't put out there. And I think also just something that's continuously stretching myself and learning and not just taking a job that's easy is nothing new, you know, so I think just continual growth.
So creativity, the learning, and maybe challenge goes with that, kind of depends
mm-hmm.
on
yeah, challenge, I think, is probably better.
And maybe personal growth.
Yeah, definitely.
So I hear three different things in there. Stacey, let me, because this goes for everybody, when you say creativity, what does that mean? How are you defining it for yourself in terms of?
Yeah, I know it can be quite a vague word, but I know I guess sort of coming up with different solutions, sort of being able to brainstorm. So whether I'm in a marketing position, just you have to use your creativity just to come up with new ideas, whether it be like new media outlets or new creative campaigns. Just, I mean, whether you're in sales or anywhere, you constantly have to come up with how can I do a better job, you know, how can I, the things you can actually implement, you know.
Okay, so I wrote a few things down. And remember, guys, this is how you, remember, you have to get really specific because there's stuff underneath what you say that you don't always realize is there. And this is why I'm picking on you, Stacey, so I hope that's okay. So you have to look at, okay, what does this creativity mean? So I heard providing solutions for people or helping coming up with solutions, brainstorming ideas, and then actually how to implement those. And so my questions for you to think about would be, okay, so what do you, who do you want to help? Like, is it marketing and you want to help nonprofits or you want to help big companies promote their product? or is it something completely different? Who do you want to help and how? How do you want to help them? Like, yes, marketing is cool. Or because when you think about what I do, you know, I help people come up with solutions and brainstorming ideas for their career transition. See what I'm saying?
Right.
So you can stick within marketing, which is what you're doing now, but that's part of how you can start to brainstorm and think about other possible areas is, well, if I could help people with anything, what would I want to help them with? Mm-hmm. And who do I want to help? And this is part of where we're going today with your career purpose statement, okay? So with each of these things, Stacey, the creativity, the learning and challenge, and personal growth, further define it for yourself and clarify it so that you know learning and challenge means I'm not doing the same thing every day. I have to learn something new almost every day or at least every week. And there's lots of variety in my job. And I'm growing personally as well as professionally, which means, you know, this is part of I'm learning something new. I'm adding it to my repertoire of skills. But I'm also being stretched personally to work with new, different people or new clients. Those kinds of things, too. Okay? All right. So anybody else have something to share about their future self that they put on their model or must have? If not, we'll move to the career purpose. Going once, going twice. Let me think if I want to. Okay, yeah, let me say this now so you guys know where we are. When I say career purpose statement, what do you guys think I'm talking about? How would you define that? Any ideas?
Kind of like your objective, like on your resume kind of thing.
Yeah, good.
Maybe a mission statement?
Yep, perfect. Like a mission or objective, a reason for doing this. So here's how it's defined in the workbook and how I define it, okay? And the deal is that You can have two purposes in a sense, okay? You can have a life purpose, a sense of why am I here on earth, if we get really like spiritual or esoteric here, okay? You can have a life purpose in a sense of this is why I'm here on earth and this is what I want my life to be about, kind of like your life objective or your life mission statement, Paul, like you were saying, okay? And what I like to do, because we are focusing here on career, obviously, is I like to bring this down one level and say, okay, we're developing a career purpose statement, which means what do you want your career to be about? And I'm talking about from now to the end of it, okay? So it's an objective. It's kind of like the reason why you want to go to work, the reason why you want to get up out of bed in the morning and go to work. Your mission statement, just like a company would have a mission statement for their company, their reason for being and what they're about, same thing for you and your career. Make sense? So your career purpose statement is a combination of your career values, your interests, and what interests you want to have in a career path, your passions, and your natural talents. Okay? It's a statement saying what you want your career to be about. And this is about fulfillment. So on the career model, that middle circle that's fulfillment, we're still on that circle, and in our next few exercises, we're going to start moving around the model, okay? So your career purpose statement is about what kind of meaning do you want your career to have. It should express something that you're passionate about doing through your career. And why do you think it's important? Why would you guys say it's important to have a sense of your career purpose? Like, why do we even care about doing this?
You don't end up with the wrong job again.
Yes, that's good. So you end up in the right place. Any other ideas?
So you find the job, this is Michael, but so you find the job that you actually enjoy.
Yeah. So it's the right one for you. It's the right fit. And even better, that you actually enjoy. And I'll piggyback on that it's deeply fulfilling and rewarding for you. You know, that you get a charge out of it. Okay? And so the last reason why this is important is, and I'm trying to think of how to best explain this. When you have a sense of purpose about your life and a sense of purpose about your career path, you know, like, this is why I'm working. This is why I'm doing what I do. Your sense of yourself comes from inside of you instead of from outside of you. Okay? So I'll say that again because it's important. Your sense of self, when you know what your purpose is, your sense of self comes from inside, within, as opposed to outside. And the reason why this is good and important is because your external circumstances, they're going to change. You're going to get a different car. You're going to get a different house. You could get laid off, right? Good times and bad times will happen. It's inevitable. But when you have a sense of purpose and you know the direction that you're headed, those things are not going to bug you as much and throw you off as much. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So to have a strong sense of what would be deeply fulfilling for you in terms of your career, it's huge, okay? And so that's what we're going to start on today and continue on next time because it's so deep, you know, it takes some thought and reflection on your part. And that's why I want to schedule time to talk with each of you because you're probably going to have some questions and need a little bit of feedback on where you're going with your career purpose, okay? So let me give you a couple of examples of career purpose statements. One's mine and one is a client and what he's choosing for a career. So you have a sense of what we're doing here, okay? When I wrote my purpose statement, this was actually for my life, and it was about 10 years ago. And mine was to help people be authentic in their lives and express that authenticity, who they were, to other people through their work and their life. So my core thing for my purpose was about authenticity, helping people be more authentic, and taking it a step further, being more authentic in their career. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about what I do now, it fits really, really well because the way I approach my career coaching is looking at authenticity, who you are as a person, as opposed to, say, take this test, right? And then it'll tell you what you should do. I look at who you are, your values, et cetera. So that's the authenticity piece. I always knew, I'm kind of showing you how these pieces came together for me to give you an example. I always felt like I wanted to teach people in some way, so I always knew I had this, you know, thread of working with people like one-on-one or in a classroom, teaching them. And so that's part of how I knew that I needed to work with people in a very, like, coaching, teaching way. So coaching was a good fit for me, combining it with this authenticity. And I'll be honest with you about the career thing. This is kind of, might seem strange, but part of why I am so passionate about working with people in their careers is because I hated all the jobs I had in my 20s. I had 5 different jobs from, like, say, 22 to 28. I didn't want to settle for less, and I didn't want other people to have to settle for less in their careers. And I had this vision in my head of, what if people could be like they are in Italy, or at least how I think of it, right, where they're passionate about life, they're passionate about their work, and they feel like it's their life purpose to be, you know, a woodworker or whatever it is. Now, granted, this is a vision, and it's pie in the sky, and it may not be 100%. Like that's how people in Italy live. But do you see how, for me, my purpose came from different places? It came from, one, a passion for teaching and a desire to do that. And two, from past experience that I'd had in my life about hating all the jobs and not wanting to settle for less. You see how this works?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And actually, I didn't mention one thing that's important. Part of this authenticity piece for me was because when my parents got divorced when I was in college, I went through a really rough time, and I realized that I had not been authentic or true to myself to that point in my life. I was always trying to please other people. And so this authenticity thing was so important to me. And many times what you want most for yourself is what you want most for others. Okay? And so for me, that's where this authenticity piece came in. Okay, so are you guys doing okay, or am I confusing you?
That's good.
Makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So, because this all is in my head so clearly, I want to make sure I'm articulating it correctly to you. So I have another client. I'll just give you one more example. I have another client, and his purpose statement is to bring beauty to everyday life. And bring beauty to everyday life, and also bring beauty and trendiness to the mundane things, like kind of the mundane things that we do in our life, like washing dishes, like whatever it is, okay? This guy has an experience and a passion for marketing. That's what he's been doing all of his life, okay? And he's always wanted in some way to, like, work for a fashion house or do something that he's on top of trends, you know? He loves, like, trendy things and cool hip restaurants and cool clothing. And part of what he wants to do is, like, make it more fun for you to wash the dishes, like these mundane things that we do all the time. He wants to bring beauty to everyday life, beauty to the mundane, okay? And so some of the things, the career path that he is now considering, is he wants to do marketing for, like, Adidas or Puma or a fashion house that's trendy and cutting edge but not too highfalutin. It's more something that, you know, everyday people can afford. And one of the other ideas, though, and I just think this is so great, is I don't know if you guys know about Method, the brand of Method cleaners.
Yeah, they have that at Target.
Exactly. I love Target. So Method cleaners, they use, like, funky colors that could match your bathroom. And they've got cool mm-hmm. bottles and packaging, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the kind of company that he would like to do marketing for, because of this bringing beauty to the mundane. Well, taking a shower and washing your clothes or your dishes, usually not that exciting, right? But Method, that's what their company is doing, is making it a little bit more exciting, okay? Does that make sense to you guys? So when you look at somebody's career purpose statement, it may not be so specific that you could say right then, okay, this person needs to be a nurse or whatever it is. What you have to do is you have to look at all of these different pieces about the person, which I'm going to have you guys do now, and that's how you kind of put this puzzle together to define your purpose statement. All right, so what I want to do here, any questions before we do this?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So first, remember the questions you considered for homework to prepare for this visualization. Number one, your hobbies and interests and things you love to do. What do you enjoy doing so much that when you do it, you lose track of time? Number two, the question about your past experiences. Remembering a time when you were incredibly happy and totally consumed by the moment. and thinking about what was so fulfilling about that time. Thinking back on past experiences or events that triggered intense frustration or anger. And thinking back on two times in your life when you faced a difficult obstacle or situation that was a trial for you or tested you. Number three, your talents and your strengths. What do you do better than most people you know? And number four, the testimonials. What do you want people to say about you at the end of your life? Remember the themes that emerged from these questions that you considered for homework. And now, in this visualization, we will translate your answers to your career through these questions. Get into a comfortable position and allow your eyes to close or focus on the floor or the ceiling, whatever is most comfortable for you. And begin by focusing your awareness on your breath, breathing in and breathing out again, breathing in easily and effortlessly, and then breathing out. Each breath allows you to become more relaxed and comfortable. And any outside sounds that you may hear during this visualization will only serve to allow you to go deeper inside. Now, let's consider the following questions to help you begin to develop your career purpose statement. Number one, at the end of your career, what do you want people to remember about what you did in your work? What would you want them to say? This could be anything from they were healthier or happier because of you, more authentic, inspired, or that you brought beauty to their lives. What would you want them to say about the impact you had on their lives? Remember to think about your values here, your passions, interests, and talents. Good. Now, shift gears, and I want you to imagine that you're in a large group of people milling around in front of a stage. Up on the stage is your career future self. Your future self begins to speak to this large group of people, and your future self is talking about the one bit of wisdom they want to share with the world and what they want to provide in order to make the world a better place to live. What is this message that your future self is sharing? Now notice that by your future self sharing these things, the wisdom they want to share, and what they want to provide to make the world a better place. Because of this, suddenly you become aware that a shift has come over you and the entire audience. And your career future self has in some way had a profound impact on you and the rest of the people in the audience. You are all altered or changed in some way. And aware of this impact on yourself and others, you leave the room altered in some fundamental way. Consider these questions. First, what was the one bit of wisdom your future self wanted to share with the world? Second, what is the one thing they wanted to provide to make the world a better place to live? Third, what was the impact your future self had on you and the others in the audience? And four, how were you transformed? And the last question is, who was your future self being to have such an impact on you and this audience? I've asked you a lot of questions here, so take a moment now to reflect on anything that you saw, and know that you can come back to this visualization as many times as you need to in order to get additional clarity. Take in a deep breath and think about the impact that your future self had on this audience. And when you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes and take a moment to jot down the words, themes, and images that came to mind during this visualization. How was this for you guys? Did you see stuff? Was it too fast, too slow? Do you feel like you need to think more? Just give me some quick feedback.
I think I need to think more. This is Alexandra. There's a lot of questions in there.
It is a lot. So it's something that I may need to, like, this is why we're going to talk about them a little bit more next time, and I want you guys to think about these for homework, that I may need to really break this up into two pieces. Anybody else? Did you guys see stuff? At least get a few nuggets to get you started. Paul, what about you?
Yeah, I did. I needed maybe a little more time to think about the questions. I couldn't get the main message that this person had.
Yes.
I kind of blanked out.
Yeah.
I could picture the person and what they looked like and what they were about, but couldn't get what that piece was.
Yeah, like, oh, what's the message?
Okay. Yeah.
So, Paul, did you get answers to some of the other questions?
Some, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So this is what I think happens, guys. So, one, I don't want you to feel bad that you didn't get answers to everything, because all of my clients have trouble with these questions. And what I see is that different people have trouble with different ones. It just kind of depends on, have you thought about this before? What's your personality type? Those kinds of things. So I guarantee you that you got some answers to questions that somebody else didn't, and vice versa. And that's normal, okay? And that's part of why I want you to think about these for homework for next time, okay? So I'm going to send them to you and spend more time on the ones that you guys struggled with, okay? So homework number one we talked about before is the words of wisdom somewhere in your house. Number two is to think about these questions again, and specifically the ones that you struggled with, okay? And step number three is to notice the themes that you start to see from these questions and start to circle those themes. So, like, if you were looking at my answers, you would see authenticity sprinkled throughout here. See what I'm saying? If you looked at Gonzalo's answers, the guy who wants to work for Method or Fashion House, you would see beauty sprinkled throughout and mundane. You see what I'm saying? So talk about your answers to these questions with your buddy and pick the ones that you're struggling with the most, okay? And the themes that you see from these sections and what that means in terms of a possible career path. So, again, this might not tell you right now, today, that, oh, I need to go be a police officer or whatever it is, but it's getting more, it's adding another piece to the puzzle here where you get more clarity about this. Okay? Any questions on the homework? Did you guys like it or did you hate it? What did you think? Was it kind of...
I liked it.
Okay. Different people resonate with different exercises that we do depending on, you know, what they like more. And, like, Stacey, I'm thinking of you, too, with journaling. Like, for you, you may want to do a lot of writing around this and a little bit less visualization because that seems to work better for you, right? Okay.
Yeah, I think it both work, but I do like the writing portion of it.
Okay, we'll try both. Yeah, just create it. Do it in a way that works best for you. All right, guys, so we are on, I'm leaving you with a lot of food for thought, I know. So just know that you'll figure this out. This is the kind of work that you really need to just sit with and marinate in, like a chicken and marinade, and really be with and think about, okay? And if you're struggling with getting answers to it, step back and come back to it later, all right? So I'll send you all of this for homework, and then we're going to continue to talk about it next time to piece together, okay, what does this mean and how do we write a purpose statement from it? So our next call is the 9th, same time, same station. And let's just quickly go around the room if everyone can just tell me the biggest thing you're taking away from today. So Alexandra.
Hello. let's see. Looking over. Can we go to someone else and come back to me real quick?
Go, yeah. Stacy.
I have like two things. Like, one is to get really specific, like you were telling me about that creativity, because I was seeing so many more things. I don't know. I think it'll just be really a lot easier in defining what I really want to do to get specific. Because I do say creativity, and that's so vague. And also, I just feel like I always fall back on marketing as my option, and I really just don't want that to be that that's always been what's imprinted in my mind, because my dad, like since I was a child, told me that I should do sales, and I feel like kind of sales and marketing and business has always been imprinted on me, and I just want to know if there's anything beyond that.
Yeah. So I think diving into the creativity and the solutions and brainstorming ideas, all of that, and looking at what's underneath that should help you, like how do I want to help people and what do I want to help them with and in what way? That mm-hmm. should help you come up with some other ideas, and we can talk about it if we need to. Okay, Michael.
One of the things I'm taking away is that I'm having a real trouble getting deep.
Okay, so this is what you and I need to discuss when we talk. And I think part of it's going to be better once you're done with school, because I think that's on your mind a lot and might be blocking it a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's a big issue.
Yeah, it's kind of like a big rock sitting on your head, smushing it. Okay, Paul, how about you?
Just the exercise of picturing yourself on a stage 20 years from now.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah, that was helpful.
Okay, good. And Alexandra?
I guess with the exercise of being on stage, I guess this week I'm more concentrating on why I want to do things, and it's more of a theory and theology in a way, like why do I hold my beliefs and why do I want to do this, and my future self is pretty much defining why people should serve other people and do that, because I don't really know yet.
Okay, so
you know?
You're doing some really big thinking, really deep. So you need to coach Michael on how to do that, right?
Well, I don't know if I'm good at it. I don't have the answer.
Okay, so those are the questions you need to be thinking about, Alexandra. What is this for you? Why are you motivated to do it? What's behind it?
Exactly.
All right. Nice work, guys, going with the flow here and picturing things and being okay with not getting all the answers. We will talk next week, and I will send you the homework. Have a good one.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, good luck. Bye.